The soccer tournament, TST, is in action. It starts tomorrow. Is that Kevin Robeson? Is that true? Indiana men's soccer assistant and coach. Where are you guys? Where is this tournament taking place? $1 million? Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, we're pumped, man. We're in Cary. I'll be there in about an hour. We get training at 5 o'clock Eastern. We're getting the boys. We got a full training session planned for them. And 9 a.m. tomorrow against Borussia Dortmund on Peacock. So hopefully we get a good following from Hoosier Nation.
Dean Linke will have the broadcast, my partner from the 50th celebration of Indiana men's soccer. Did you guys have a chance to catch up with Dean before he got down to Cary?
We're actually heading to his house tonight for dinner. So we're going to have a lot of catch-up time. He's awesome. He's hosting us, being a gracious host, and the whole team's going over for dinner and to hang out and get a pregame dinner before the match tomorrow morning.
Awesome. God, it is fantastic to hear. Give Dean my best, as always. And let's get to the soccer. I'm trying to get people fired up for this. I was just scrolling through some teams that you could possibly face down the road. West Ham United has about 8-9 guys that played the English Premier League for about 5 or 6 years apiece. That's going on. You've got guys who just played in the college game. Tell me how your team got put together and whose idea was this?
Yeah, so Harrison Pett's obviously on the 2012 team, a great Hoosier alum and captain, really did the bulk of the legwork putting this thing together, you know, put up the entry fee and you know, talked to the organizers and put IU into the mix. And, you know, they selected us as, you know, the only pure alumni team in college soccer, which is pretty amazing that they let us do that. And yeah, Harrison put together the team. He was the GM, and obviously I had a little input. Coach Yeagley had a little input, and I'm fortunate enough to coach the group. So I can't wait to have these guys playing. They're going to be firing on all cylinders tomorrow morning.
Now, how did you determine with Harrison and Coach Yeagley who was going to be on the team? Did you say, hey, it's only guys that have been graduated for 3 years? Did you want – we know you couldn't put guys that are on the squad in there right now. So how did you balance all of this act?
Yeah, so we pretty much just made a list of guys that we thought would even, you know, be able to play, right, that could still compete and play. And then you know, we went back as far as, you know, Kevin Nosheng, who's probably our oldest player, my teammate, actually, and he was in the he graduated in 07, 08, and then we obviously have Ryan Wittenbrink on the group, who's, you know, graduated in 2022. So we have a range of about, you know, 15 years of IU soccer, which is pretty awesome to be on display. And so, like I said, we just kind of made a list and went from there. And, you know, guys that were available were able to get off work, right? and then guys that like I said, were interested and felt like they could compete at a level this high. And we came up with 16 field players and two really good keepers that we think will keep us in a lot of games with Christian Lomelli and Louis Sofner, two names I'm sure fans out there know.
Absolutely. Kevin Robeson is another one they know. He is Todd Yeagley's top assistant, but this week he is in charge of the TST, the soccer tournament. You might be familiar with the basketball tournament. You see that in summertime. A little bit different, though, for soccer, Roby. You can't play 125 by 75 three times in 2 days, so we're gonna do it a little differently.
Yeah, it's the field's 65 by 45. So what they did, actually tomorrow, some of the fans will probably recognize that the stadium field that we played, you know, we played in the Final Four this year, they cut it into half and we're going across the field. So instead of going, you know, north-south, we're going east-west across the field, and it'll be a 65-yard by 45-yard pitch. So, you know, it's roughly half half of what a normal field would look like, and it's going to be fast. It's going to be quick. There's going to be a lot of action in the 18s, and like I said, I think fans are going to really, really enjoy watching this product.
Now, are the goals the same size as regulation, or do they shrink as the field shrinks?
Yeah, so they shrank by two yards. So 2 yards in height and 2 yards in width. So it's going to be a little bit tighter goals, but it's going to be, like I said, you're just going to have more opportunities to score, and I think you will see higher scoring games than you would see in a full-size pitch.
And now the roster composition. You will not be playing 11 on 11 in such a condensed space. How many guys are on the field at a time? And what does your substitution bench look like? And how many subs can you bring on? I mean, that 3 games in just a couple of days here to figure out group winners and group runners-up, that's going to be some interesting man management for you.
Yeah, definitely. It's like I said, we have 16 field players and 2 goalies, and you're allowed to have 6 players on the field at a time. So I've said it before, it's kind of like the best way I can give it to you is the substitutions might look a little like hockey-ish in terms of getting guys on and off a little bit quicker than normal, but the substitution can be unlimited. So we'll have guys that are geared up for certain positions, and you know, if a guy gets tired, we'll know who his replacement's going to be, and we'll make sure that the guys are organized, of course. And that's where I come in, right, and make sure these guys are know when to come in, know when to come out, and know the right spots, and try and get the right lineup combinations, kind of like you would in hockey, try to get the right line combinations, I guess. So it is going to be a really unique experience and something that people have never really seen before, but like I said, I think it's going to be it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really fun to watch and be a part of.
You can find the Hoosier Army's. What is your official? The Hoosier, yeah, Hoosier Army. You can find their
Hoosier
game.
Army.
Yeah, Peacock, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then start looking the soccer tournament on YouTube. Google it. Google's your friend. They want people to watch this. They're not going to hide it from you. So we will pass along all the dates and the times. And when you have line changes and when you have these combinations and everything else, I know you haven't had, you'll never ever have enough time to get it all worked out on the practice field. Do you guys just rely on what everybody's learned under the Yeagleys at Indiana University and go from there?
Yeah, we put together some tactics earlier. We had a couple of Zoom calls, and the Hoosier identity is not gonna sway away from this group, and we're gonna play to our strengths and lay it all on the line. And, you know, like I said, I think Hoosier fans will be happy with the product they see and be excited that we're representing them on a, you know, on a world stage. You know, Borussia Dortmund tomorrow is one of the most famous clubs in all of Germany. So they're going to have a ton of fans and people over in Germany watching their, some of their current guys as well as former players of theirs suiting up. So, it's going to be a product that I think fans are going to really, really enjoy, and they're going to be happy that we're representing IU in the program.
The Hoosier Army starts tomorrow at 9. They're back on Thursday at 5:30, and then they will wrap up group play 9 a.m. Friday morning. Thankfully, all of you guys get up early, and that's not going to be a big problem. That suggests quiet evenings as well, which is great. What do you know about Newtown Pride or Kingdom FC? We know Borussia Dortmund. That's a worldwide name. Are these other teams just made up of who makes up these other teams? Have you even done any scouting? Can you do any scouting?
Yeah. Yeah, we know a little bit about their roster, and they actually play after us tomorrow. So I'll be able to catch probably the second half of that game because the top 2 teams advance. So, of course we have the mindset we're going to win tomorrow, but even if you were to possibly lose that game in the morning, you still have an opportunity to advance as the top 2 out of your 4 advance. So, it's definitely important I get a chance to watch them in their second half tomorrow right after our game concludes. But they're a team made up of a lot of current pros, like that played in a lot of indoor leagues around the U.S. and that have played outdoor pro soccer as well. So it's ex-pros, it's ex-college guys on both of these teams as well. And so Newtown and Kingdom will both be teams that'll have a chance to compete and be tough to play against.
I saw a lot of headshots in some of the rosters I was going through. This might be the Instagram Open Cup. I'm not sure, but you might as well go win it if you're going down to Cary, North Carolina. Kevin Robeson is my guest. He's Todd Yeagley's top assistant for Indiana men's soccer. He is in charge of the TST, Hoosier Army. They're in action tomorrow morning. I forgot to ask you, how long are these matches? You're not going to play 90 minutes if you're on half a field, smaller goals, and everything else.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So it's 2 times 40 minutes, or sorry, 2 times 20 minutes, so 40-minute games total. So two 20-minute halves, and then once that concludes, the game has to end with a goal. So another huge split with the rules.
That is really cool. So if you're up 4-1, it doesn't matter. You just let them score, and it's over, right?
Right. No, yeah. So if you're up 4-1 at the end of the game, 2 times 20, you have to score again to make 5. So the target score will be 5, just like in basketball they do for the
Elam ending. Yeah.
The Elam ending. There's a soccer. It's an Elam ending.
Wow. So, all right. So you got to prove it. They can come firing at you, but then you nip them on the counter and put them out of their misery, right?
And put them away for the 5th goal. Yeah. So
that's cool.
It's pretty cool. You can't sit back. You can't just want to kill the game. You got to keep attacking, and I think it's a really cool twist. And like I said, another way to get these fans even more excited about this tournament.
That is fantastic. So there is no fanning around, rolling around on the floor when someone almost steps on your foot. There's no. Where's the ball boy? Where's the ball boy? There's no goalkeeper taking 17-second run-ups. Oh, you know, this could catch on. This could catch on.
It could catch on, and there's no throw-ins either, Glass.
So kick-ins?
It's indirect kick-ins, correct. You can't score directly from
a
ball out of bounds, but it's indirect kick-ins, so no throw-ins.
That's another great rule. I know they've tried that at some levels before with the indirect throw-in, because who wants to argue about foul throws, where your feet are you standing far enough away from the line? Just get the ball out and play. Let's go.
Right.
This sounds fun. Now, do you guys have a team hotel? Did you get an Airbnb? Where are we staying for a few nights?
Yeah, so we got some Airbnbs. We got a couple guys in hotels, but we're all within like a 10-minute radius. So we'll be doing, like I said, we have a good training session planned for tonight to get the guys going and make sure we're ready for tomorrow morning and get a couple small details down before we hit the field in the morning. But yeah, we're all within a pretty tight area, and we're excited to be around each other. And like I said, we have, I guess, a range of about 15 years of IU soccer all on display tomorrow morning.
That is fantastic. After group play, all this is going to be done by Sunday, folks. We're not goofing around here. You have Thursday, Thursday, Friday. Thursday morning, Thursday evening, and Friday morning, and then bam, we're going to play knockout on the weekend as well. So when you guys hit the $1 million, when you raise the TST Cup high above your heads, you guys are going to do something really cool with the portion of that money. Tell our listeners all about it.
Yeah, so we're going to give $200,000 of the $1 million winnings to Hoosiers for Good, which will help with our name, image, and likeness. That helps athletes, helps them off the field and helps them advance their brands. But Hoosiers for Good's doing some great things with helping people in the community, and we would donate 20%, which would be $200,000 to Hoosiers for Good, which will be a great benefit to the IU and Bloomington community.
Absolutely right. And Hoosiers for Good, anybody can help out with that. You can go to hoosiersforgood.org and see all the great ways to directly support Indiana men's soccer. We will be directly supporting you from Bloomington, buddy. Call us when you're done. Call us when that trophy and that money is in the checking account, and we'll get back and talk about the great experience.
This is awesome. Thanks for all the support. And like I said, we can't wait to represent Bloomington and the Hoosiers on tomorrow morning against Dortmund.
Folks are taking it seriously. Tom Morris is there to train the kids as well. Roby's the head coach. This is going to be fun. Watch it on Peacock, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Both hands on the wheel, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Kevin Robeson, the head coach of the TST Hoosiers. The soccer tournament begins tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Peacock.